Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Ksav es Aaron vezbon of Leimor, command Aaron and his sons saying, Zois Torah ha'oila, this is the Torah of the oila, hi ha'oila al moigdo on its flame, al ha'mizbeach ko ha'oila, ve'esh ha'mizbeach tukadoy. The Medrash Tanchum with Arsons this Pasuk, Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Tzavis Aaron v'zbon of Leimor, command Aaron and his son saying, Zois Teres Ha'oila. So you should tell, Aaron should tell the Makrive Oila that not only should they bring the Oila, but they should also read the Parsha of the Oila. Same thing with the Korbanis, that even though they're being Makriv the Oila, they should be Isaac in the Kriya, in order that they should bring the Korban L'maisa, and they should also lame it. So the Chofetz Chaim explains that the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koveya, that we could be Mekayim, the Pagam of the Avera L'mayalai, the Maisa HaKarban, but to be Mesakinit in the Shoyrish HaDvarim, by laming the Pasuk of the Torah and again the Parsha, you're Mekayim, the Shoyrish HaKarbonis, it gets Mamish, to the root sheberuts of the Indian of the Korbanis. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, besides the bringing Lamaisa, you should also lay in the parish, and it's of course preferable to understand it. And just like Chazal said in Masechtas Yuma, Amar Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shav Kriyat Mikra HaParish of the Zayin Yimei HaMiluim, Bosnei Ha'am Ma'akiv, by the Zayin Yimei HaMiluim, they're laying the parish of the Miluim, Talmud Loim Rezeh HaDover HaShetziv HaShem La'azis, even the Dibur is Ma'akiv. It's the same thing over here. Now, Al-Pir Rav Chaim V'lozhner, it's Yudur Rav Chaim V'lozhner, says, Al-Pi Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Estakel by Raisu Bara Alma, that the world was created with the Chav Beis Oisiyas, and the Torah is the blueprint of the world, and when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and especially with Liman HaTorah, we mean Chazik, those Oisiyas upon which the Torah, the world was created, and upon which the world stands on. So it's understood that Hagam, the Karbonis, are the Lamaisa, but the blueprint of that, and the Oisiyas with which they were created, is the Torah, is the Mikra of the Parsha. So Mimela, besides the Etzim bringing of the Karbonis, the root of that, and the Oisiyas that are Mekayim, the world, by reading the parasha, we are Mekayim those Oisiyas. Now the Chofetz Chaim also points out, on Zeis Teres Ha'oila, the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph Daras, on Zeis Teres Ha'oila, Kova Oisik de Teres Ha'oila, Kilu Hikriva. Whoever is Oisik in the Torah of Oila, it's like he was Makrib. That's why the Chofetz Chaim, one of the reasons he's very much involved in getting people to learn Kachem. He was first of all a chalal for preparation for Mashiach. We're going to need Kahana to be able to do that. And number two, because when you're Isaac in it and you understand what you're talking about, it's ma'ol of akas of ki l'kriva. So the Mepharshim says zois teres ha'oila hi ha'oila. What does that mean? Zois teres ha'oila hi ha'oila. So the Mepharshim say the Chofetz Chaim brings down. Sometimes you find that kol hakoyis ki ilu oyved avodah zarah, and we have to find the tzad hashoveh. What does kas have to do with avodah zarah? Or somebody that eats by a pidyon haben? It's like he fasted, paid dalid taniyos, and we have to figure that out. The ki ilu, and it's a shtickle vayta ki ilu. He says over here, being oisik in the teres oyla hi ha oyla. It's not a vayta zarah. It's not like you have to figure out that gufa is the oyla hi ha oyla. And the Chofetz Chaim said a marshal. He said, the marshal, you have a gvir adar that has a mansion of a house. And he has every amenity there. He has servants and maids and cleaning help and a personal cook, a personal chef, and furniture galore. Mamash. He goes away out of town. Volman Gemein, that, okay, he's compromising his quality of life. But the truth of the matter is, this wealthy man, he has his credit card and he has money to back it up. He'll bring his wallet with him. He can get the finest amenities wherever he goes. Stay in the fanciest hotels, the finest restaurants. So, you know, Adarabba, sometimes he'll even get better service. He'll go to a real, real luxurious place. He'll even get better than what he has at home. says, Klali Yisrael calls him, we were in our home. We had the riches of the Beis HaMikdash, and we had the Karbonis, and they were able to serve us. So, okay, they were able to be mechaper on our veiros, but now that we've traveled far away, and we're in Golus, so what do we do then? The Teretz says we have our bank account with us, we have our money with us, that's the Torah. And by Limud HaTorah, which we just mentioned before, is the Shoyrish of everything. So the Torah, that goof is, even though we're far away, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we're in Golus, but the Torah itself, that is the, gives us the ability to be able to be mechaper on these aveiros. And he brings down a Marsha, the Masechtas Taanis, the Moridik and Marsha, and Taanis Dav Chof Zayin. That's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Lulei Sekthon Kuf Yutes, Lulei Seirosch HaShashuoi, if not for your Torah, my enjoyment, Ozavadati Ba'ani, if not for the Torah, where I could be Isaac in the parish of the Karbanis, I'd be impoverished, I wouldn't have the ability to bring Karbanis, Ovadati Ba'ani, but I'm not impoverished because I have the Torah, and that is B'makim, the Karbanis. Zois Torah Ha'Oila, He Ha'Oila Al-Moikda, it is the Oila on its flank. Now the word Moikda is written with a little mem. So what's the meaning of the little mem? So the Kotzka, the Ketzalik, the Kodesh L'Racha said it's coming to be Ramiz, that the Islahavus within a person that burns within him, it has to be Mutzna, it has to be hidden. You know, you have that fire, and you have that flame that goes within you. It shouldn't be shown outside. There's a saying by the Chassidim, a fire is obrenin over a royach nishkein. Fire should burn, but the smoke should not, you know, be shown off. And the second part of it, dos ken la'ena achosir alein. You know, that was the second part of that saying. But that memory, a fire is obrenin a royach nishkein, don't let the smoke off. You know, let's keep the fire burning within. That's moigdo, that's the little man. Just recently, a Sefer came out on the Chofetz Chaim, biography on the Chofetz Chaim. I thought I knew everything about the Chofetz Chaim. I have a 3-volume biography and a 6-volume biography. You know, mamish everything. And this is mamish like the Chaich, like things, you know, from the family that he got, that he called. So he brings down over there, Rav Shach said, Ketzad of the Kodesh L'Racha said, he knew 2 people in his life, that if you would see them and you wouldn't know who they are, you'd have no idea who they are. And that's the Chofetz Chaim and Reb Chaim Oizer. If you would see them, Azoya, and not know that this is the Chofetz Chaim and this is Reb Chaim Oizer, regular people, you know, nice, oh, the beard, fine, you would not be able to tell who they are. He says, and yet, it was like, Sulu Mutzavar Tzivarosha Magi HaShemayim. Rav David Leibowitz, who was the nephew of the Chofetz Chaim, he said he observed the Chofetz Chaim when he was out Bein Harabim, and how he was in private, hidden b'chadrei chadon. He says it was 2 different Chofetz Chaims. He said the Chofetz Chaim, he observed them by kinnis on Tisha B'Av. So he would sit and say kinnis like everybody else, Azoi Namal, say kinnis. But when he was in his house, B'chadri Chadom, he said, Tikni Chatzos, you heard Mamish sobs and crying over the Churban. And the same thing with Davin. Chofetz Chaim would Davin a regular Shemana Esrei, you know, whatever. Sometimes he would Davin quick. You know, you don't want to be Matriach Netzibur. And yet, when he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chadri Chador, when people overheard from the outside, and he didn't think he was being heard, he Mamish pleaded with Hashem, Mamish Ganser, talks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, Mamish wouldn't be able to tell there was the Chofetz Chaim. Then the Rebbe Elchanan said about the Chofetz Chaim that as great as he was in learning, which was not shaykh, the Chofetz Chaim in learning, it's not shaykh to understand what the Chofetz Chaim did in learning. As great as he was even bigger in hiding himself. He was a bigger guy in hiding himself. See, there's a maaser by the first Knesset in Vienna. So Chofetz Chaim came to the first Knesset, that's the famous video that you saw of the Chofetz Chaim. So by the big hall, when they came for the drushes, so he found a greiser tumul. When the Gerer delegation came in before the Rebbe, they made a ganzer tumul. The women were in the Ezra Snoshim, it wasn't covered enough, it wasn't sneezed enough, so they were making a ganzer tumul. And the Chofetz Chaim comes in, And they asked the Chofetz Chaim what he has to say about it. So he says, 100% kosher. The Yosh is not a problem. He says, however, he says, hey, Yosh, this is a Knesil Shem Shamayim. And you want the Shechina to rest over here. Meretz Smiyus is Meretz Shechina. But he wasn't so nispoh. So on that day, Miriam is said over the famous word. The Gemara says in Masechta the Sukkah Daf Chozayin that Hillel had 80 Talmidim. HaKotn Sheva Kulam was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gogol Sheva Kulam was Rav Yonasan ben Uzziel. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Bucky, Mamish, and Kol HaTayra Kula, Sichas Chai, Sichas Oif is the tree speaking. So that was the Kotn. What was the Gogol of the Talmidim? Rav Yonasan ben Uzziel. They said about Rav Yonasan ben Uzziel, he would sit and learn, and a bird flew over him and got burnt up. The Rihanna said, so that's the Talmud. So what was the Kayach of Hillel? So he said the Kayach of Hillel was that the bird did not get burnt up. He was able to hold the fire to himself. So he said this about the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, who's the Aviyah Kanoim or whatever, other, you know, he keeps the fire to himself. The Emes is, it's a nice word, but it's not the Emes. And I'm sure the Emes knew this. There's a Ritzvah, a Mount Gemar over there that brings down the Yerushalmi. That the Talmud, Yonasan ben Uzziel, the bird got burnt up and it was directly over his head. By Hillel, it was called Svi Voisim, Dalal Amis, Svi Voisim, got burned up. They stayed in Yerushalmi. He said it because it's a part of the Chofetz Chaim.
Ritva.
Ritva, in Sukkah over there, Daf Chof Zayin. Chof Zayin or Chof Ches, I think. It's Chof Ches, Chof Ches Amin Al. Anyway, but that's Al Moikda. Sukkah Daf Chof Ches Amin Al. The Heirim Es Adesh and Es Etoichel Eish Es Oil Al HaMizbeach, and he will take off the Trumas Hadesh from the Oil on the Mizbeach with some Eitz Al HaMizbeach. The Gemara says in the Masechta Tesiyumah Daf Chof Amin Al that every day they were Toirim Es HaMizbeach. So Rashi says, he takes a machta and he takes one scoop off of the pile of ash, whether it's a big scoop, a little scoop, it shouldn't be less than a kaimitz, and he puts it on the eastern side on the mizruch of the kebis, and it got swallowed up in its place. He says, and it got swallowed up. So I saw brought down, Hashem to say, from Ezov, Rav Yitzchak Goldwasser Shlita. He says that this, what was the purpose of this mace of the bleah? He could have just as easily have taken it out. What was the purpose? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make nisim for no reason. So what was the purpose of taking the Trumas Hadesh and it being swallowed up? So he says that this swallowing up of the Trumas Hadesh, it gives you a whole perspective of what the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash was. Bir Hadvar. Bir Hadvar. He says, in Kelm, the most choshev b'bachrim, they were the ones that were given the kibud of sweeping up the Beis Medrash. Most choshev b'bachrim. Tells, I remember, if as I saw one said, that in Tells, the most choshev b'bachrim, the big lomdim, they cleaned the spittoons. They had a special cave where people spit. So the most choshev b'bachrim cleaned the spittoons. Because the Maisa Shehoyim Tells, he was saying that, you know, they shouldn't have to pay waiters. You know, Adarabim, Choshev B'Bachman, they should consider it an honor, a kibbutz, to serve other Bachman. So sure enough, the Shabbos after he gave the shmooze, a few Edel B'Bachman, they became waiters, they donated their services, but they were Edel B'Bachman, they weren't exactly so capable, and a couple of trays came crashing down with all the portions. I think that was the end of that campaign. But Lamaisi said that and tells, you know, the most Choshev B'Bachman, they cleaned the spittoons. He says, nowadays it's unfortunately not like that. Bismanenu, you know, the yeshiva has to pay goyim because bachrim do not, they don't want to donate their services. They think it's a bizayin. Because that hargosha, that is the biggest kibbutz to serve in a yeshiva, the biggest kibbutz to serve other bachrim, that hargosha is lost. It also comes when they get tzedakah. You know, when we give tzedakah, we think we're giving the ani a favor. As I'll say, punk the opposite. You know, Gogol from what the Balabais is Mahana the Oni is Mahana the Balabais. So our perspective is a little strange. So that, that's what this teaches us over here. Getting rid of the Deshen or cleaning up the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem doesn't need us. So Hashem has his self-cleaning service. He can get it to be swallowed up. It was the same way with Shirei Klei Cheres. Same thing. If Klei Cheres was broken in the Beis HaMikdash, it was swallowed up by the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own sanitation department. He doesn't. But it's a kibud. It's a kibud to be able to do this. And to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so we have to be makir that any time there's a Darish Bikdusha, the word it doesn't pass, it doesn't, you know, that doesn't exist in the Yid's lexicon. It doesn't pass. It should pass. Because if it's something that's important, then it passes. Rav Elimeir blocks that out. He tells the Rosh Yeshiva. So by him, if there was a cigarette butt on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash, he'd bend down and pick it up. You pick up cigarette butts and throw it to Rosh Yeshiva. So you go, what's in the yeshiva? He said, the Rosh Yeshiva needs a cigarette. I can give him another. But he held that this is a chaluk of this Hashem. Chaluk, you know, there's no such thing that it doesn't pass. Yeshua, why was Yeshua Zoycha? Because he was a Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash. He cleared up the Beis HaMikdash. He was Zoycha to that. So that's what this Trumas Hadeshen teaches by being swallowed up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have the needs for our technical assistance. He can take care of it himself. Yet, it's the biggest keyword to do these avodas in the Beis HaMikdash.
As Hashem was talking about when it comes to Hashem's debate and other things.
So that's in Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, and that Lamaisa, there is an Indian of Kavod HaTorah. I mean, there are Gedarim. There are Gedarim. And even as Zachon Ben L'Chaveiroi, sometimes there's Yoitzim in HaKlal. There's Gedarim that the Torah gives. It's not like, but in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a different story. You know, Kain Gadol used to do Avodis, and then that would seem L'Chaveiroi in the Beis HaMikdash. That's
belittling.
Like, what?
Belittling, syntactically, honestly. I'm saying it would be to the naked eye, it would be belittling.
Yeah, but in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is the most holy of holy places. The Ha'esh HaLam is Be'ach Tukad Boy. It's Yodua the Ramban in last week's parasha. That's Mavar, the Indian of the Korbanos. What was a carbon? A person did a chayt, so he brings the carbon, and that poof, the Aveiro goes poof, it just disappears. It's not pashut. The carbon was an avoda, and the person that brought a carbon chatas, there was an avoda over there, and it was a big thought process. And the Ramban says in last week's parasha, he says, "Hey Yais, when it comes to doing an avera, there's three things involved. There's the machshava, there is the dibur that involved talking about it. There's the maisa. So memela kodesh baruch hu in the bringing of a carbon, he divided everything up." We start with being mechaper for the ma'aseh b'samach yodai. You put yisaymach yodai b'ma'aseh. Keneged the dibur, he's mizvada. Keneged the machshava, he has to have charote when he's mizvada. Keneged keneged the machshava v'hataybi, he says the kloyos. The kloyos have some shaykhs, the kidneys have a shaykhs, because I'll say kloyos yoyatzos. They have a shaykhus to machshava, the klei hataiva within the behemoth is connected to the person, the legs of the animal, they also have to be brought on the mizbeach, connected the legs and the hands that did the aveira. And the person has to think b'shas ma'isa, I am supposed to be on that mizbeach. And I was choyte b'machshava, b'dibur, b'ma'isa, this should really be happening to me. The dam of the behemoth should really be my blood over there. When a person thinks about it and it goes through and through within the person, so that gufa is the kapara process within the person. And he should be burning on the mizbeach. So the Sefer Aron Meir says that that's merum is in the pasuk over here, the ha'esh al mizbeach tukad boy. Pashtim shat, it means on the mizbeach. But the person should be thinking that the fire on the mizbeach should be burning within me. It should be burning on me. I should really be that chayfetz on the mizbeach. And if a person does that kahayin with the proper machshava, the proper simas halei, that goof is the cleansing process. That goof is the kapar. Ze korban Aaron ubonav asher yakrivu laHashem. This is the mincha of the kohen, mincha al machavas, on the day that he is anointed, on the chinuch of a kohen, Asiris or Eifer, Soilus Mincha, Tamid, Matisa Babaika, Matisa Ba'er. So Rashi brings down over here the Safra that there were the Kohen Gadol brought this every single day. Every single day he brought Minchas Pitin, he brought this carbon every single day. A regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedyet, is beyond him or Shachay, the day of the Chinuch of his Avodah, that's when the regular Kohen brought it. But it seems that a Kohen Gadol, every single day was considered a new Chinuch. Today he served, tomorrow he gets initiated again, tomorrow he brings the carbon over again. So what's the pshat? Why is there a chiluk between a Kohen Gadol and a regular Kohen, but again this inyan? So Rav Avraham Gurovitz Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead, he says that by the Kohen Gadol he has to be makir, that every single day is an avodah chadasha, and the male, that's why he needs a chinuch b'chol yom. He's mevara that al pi chayvus halvavus. Chayvus halvavus says that the tarayag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, so the mitzvahs that are b'maisa, they're limited to tarayag. There's a certain number. They're limited by number. But the mitzvahs sichliyos that involve the mind, and every day a person gets bigger hasagas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he thinks about thanking Hashem, the more he thinks about the godless habari with his chasadim, the more his emunah and betochen gets deeper and deeper, there's no limit to the sichlius, to the mitzvah sichlius, how he grows every single day. He says, a kohen gadol has to be on that madrega, that he grows every single day, and tomorrow's avodah is not the same avodah as the day before. And the next day it's a new avodah, and the next day he grows and he grows and he grows and he grows. They say in the Chofetz Chaim that every few years he looked different. You see pictures of him when he was younger. He said he took on a different surah. He was Peshit surah, the Leibish surah. He was not the same person. He grew on a regular basis. He was talking to Kayin Agadol in Klal Yisrael. He talking grew on a daily basis. And after a number of years, he looked different. There's a picture of him when he was younger. He looks totally different than when he was older. Not just in aging. He looks, it's a different picture. Mamash. So the Talmidim say that's because he grew bipnimius. So it was Ma'ir as Achitzainius. He says, so it comes out that every single day was a new Indian of Minchal Machavas because he was Mechunuch anew. Lefida Zokra Mavron Guru, which we could understand, that we sing on Shabbos, Hashemer Shabbos, Habeinim Habas, Kel Yerotzu, Kiminchal Machavas. So what does Shmir Shabbos have to do with the Minchal Machavas? The Teretz is, the Minchal Machavas was Mechanuch the Kohen. By a Kohen Gadol, it happened every single day. Shabbos is mechanichas for the rest of the week. It prepares us for the rest of the week. It instills in us the kedusha to keep us going for the rest of the week. Keminchal machavas, the by the Kohen Gadol was every single day. By us it's every single Shabbos. It's mechanichas over and over again. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein said something. He says, "What's the inyan that the Kohen Gadol brings a new minchas chavitin every single day? Like today is a new chinuch." He says, the Kohen Gadol, he has the most prestigious position in Klal Yisrael. He has to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh, he gets a preference of anything he wants, mitzad the Karbonis, mitzad the Avodah, he is Mamish number one. So it's you're talking that a person can get a certain confidence, and he can get a shtickle guy who could fall into his heart. So that the Torah tells us you need a new chinuch every day. The Kohen Gadol has to look at his job that every day is a new matan. There's many ways that he could be deposed. Sanhedrin, if they decide he's not ready to be a Kohen Gadol, they have a right to depose him. So good. And Zogin, that's not so shchiach. He can get a mum could pass him, and that's it. He could become Tomei, that could pass him. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take him away from this world. Harbi Drachim Yesh, that. So he can never become haughty. And Mimele, the Kohen Gadol, who has the highest position, the Dafka on him, he brings a korban every single day. Today's a new day. Today's a new matana. Today's a new opportunity. And I can't take that for granted. And that's a lima that we could take. You know, we could take that every day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life, You gave me a new day of life, and that's a new opportunity to serve you. We all like to have him. You know, that's one of the reasons for Netilas Yodayim. Hadoshim Lapkarim. We awake every single day to do the Avodah anew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that opportunity. We have to look at it as such. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So I saw brought down Rebellious Vey, Zechetzadik Levrache, the last time he visited Rav Lazy Yudel Finkel, the Mirror of Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He's already old and shvach. So he asks Rebellia if he knows a place where he could borrow a lot of money. Who's Rebellia? Lazy Yudel didn't exactly live a luxurious lifestyle. Why did he have to borrow a lot of money? He says he noticed that the Sfardish of Bachrim, they're not gaining enough in the Litvish yeshivas for the moment. So he wanted to start a new yeshiva where they can get b'miyuchid, they can get their special attention to be able to put them on their feet. So Rebellia said, he went out of his head. He said, Rav Lazy Yudel spent his whole life being Marbis Torah and being Mechazik Talmidim and being Maimit Talmidim and building a yeshiva. This was his whole life. So he was holding already very shortly before he was nifty. He's shvach and he's old. What's he thinking about? He's thinking about building weiter. He got the sense from Rav Lazy Yudel that he looked at the fact that he's older, that Adarav. He already said this, that I have to utilize every single moment and every single day that I've been given, I have to utilize it to shame serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody's makrev a carbon and he has the wrong machshavas, it will not be considered a carbon, pigul yihye. Now similarly, we know that tefillah is connected to carbon. So Shulchan Aruch and Ayur Chaim Simen Tzadik Ches says, tefillah hi b'makom karbanas. And therefore a person has to be careful. It should be like a carbon to kavana, like we said before. You have to have kavanas b'shas the carbon, and you shouldn't allow a different machshavah. Just like machshavah passes by kachim, so too a machshavah, a vayta machshavah, machshavah zara, it passes l'gabei tefillah. So I saw sort of wrote down in one of the svar marshal ma'adavid diamond. There was this big schlepper, a big balkai, used to schlep stuff for people. Used to move people's furniture from place to place. A big, grubby guy. He didn't have any shaykh, much shaykh to Ruchmiyah. So he made a deal with the yeshiva bachar. He says he couldn't learn. He didn't have a one. So he made a deal with the yeshiva bachar. Yeshiva bachar is a ben. I say, oh, he's kedar. It wasn't the Baal Kaid. I'll make a deal with you. He says, you learn. You have me in mind by your learning. We'll make you a sucker. It's a balloon deal. And I'll support you with all the needs, with all your needs. Okay, gevaldik. So this guy continued schlepping his stuff and did the physical labor. And the yeshiva bachar learned and he had him in mind and it was beautiful. And this way he was getting schar. One fine day, the guy wakes up. He says, okay, I want to change the terms of our deal, of our shutvis. From now on, you go out and schlep this stuff. And I'll sit and learn. So, okay, the bachar, it's only right. Until now, it was this way. It's only right. We should switch roles. So Kenneth the first one, you can imagine this, you know, Shvacha Bach is trying to schlep furniture, it's not going. And this guy is sitting in front of his Gemara, he falls asleep. That was not a very profitable business. So the nimshal is that the guf and the neshama, they also have a shutvis. That is that the guf does the physical avoida, right? It has to go, it has to get panasa. And during the davening, it also does physical work, it shakles. And the neshama, its mind is supposed to be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happens if they switch roles? And during davening, the neshama is off somewhere with the parnasa, and the guf is the only thing that's davening, you know, by shakling vizehu. Fashteitzer, that kind of a shutvis is not exactly a good shutvis. So it's diving to this, and a person has to realize that the neshama with the lay, with the machshava, has to be totally involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to parnos and yonin, or the physical shakling, that belongs to the guf v'zehu. I once heard a maisa, this goes back 30 years ago, Rabbi Yisachar Fran, Shlita. He was speaking about the Indian of Tefillah. He said, it's a true story. True story, as hard as it is to believe. True story. There was a fellow davening in a minyan in Brooklyn. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he takes out a cigarette and he lights it and he takes a puff. There were states and the people around him were, Adke dekach, your taiva for a cigarette is so great that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you have to smoke a cigarette. What's going on? So he asked him about it. So he said, I'm so embarrassed. Blessing Hashem. That day he had to go travel to Chicago. So the Rosh Manasseh, he was picturing, he's in the airport. And they asked him, smoking or non-smoking? So he couldn't talk because he was in the Rosh Manasseh. So he showed him with a cigarette, smoking. He knew he was in the middle of Shemoneh and he couldn't talk, but his mind was somewhere off in Chicago, in the airport, going to Chicago. So he said, that's the Indian over here. Pasul l'machshavim, as a person has to concentrate his efforts, chasidim arishayinim, v'yishayin sho'achas l'fnei atfila, to get rid of any possible machshavim, to get themselves into the proper mode to be able to daven. That was an avoda. Getting into the mode was an avoda. So kal v'chaymer, when you're into it, to keep that machshava, that's the prime way of bringing a korban when a shalom aparim is for saying a guten Shabbos.
Schwartz, when it comes to like, basically, of course, you're sleeping, you're doing the yeshiva sleeping.
Yeah.